Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spiro. Meseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kama Daf Pei. The Mishnah Daf Ayin Tesem Mebeis brings the halacha of Ein Megadle Behi Bedaka Beret Yisrael. The Anala to be Begadol of Behi Bedaka, small animals, sheep and goats in Eret Yisrael. Avo Begadle Besurya Uvid Barish Eret Yisrael. And Surya you're allowed to, and also even in Eretz Yisrael, in the Midbar, not in the Mokom Yishov, you're allowed to be Begadol Behi Bedaka. So Rashi explains, what's the reason for this Isser? E Begadol Behi Bedaka Beretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Mishum Yishov Eretz Yisrael, Shemaver Es Asadis, because the animals destroy the fields. So because of Yishov Eretz Yisrael, we want people to live in Eretz Yisrael, so we say E Begadol Behi Bedaka. The whole sod is Eretz Yisrael, stubborn Yisrael. Rashi adds that in Eretz Yisrael, most of the fields belong to Yisrael, belong to Jews. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Tes says that this halacha of Ei Begadol Behi Bedaka is not the Negea Bizman Hazeh. And the reason is because Bizman Hazeh, the Yidden, most of the fields are owned by Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. This man, the Shulchan Aruch, has written, most of the fields were owned by Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. The Yidden didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. Most of the Yidden didn't live in Eretz Yisrael anymore. So therefore, the din of Ei Megadol Behi Bedaka doesn't apply. The Chorei bring, the Pa'as HaShulchan brings, that the Kafta V'Ferach, the Sefer written by Arishin, says that no, that even Bizman HaZeh, where the Yidden aren't living in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that it's still usher, the din of Ebegadah Behemadaka Beretz Yisrael still applies. And the Pas of Shulchan at Sibet Aleph, Sukkotah Beb Zayin, explains that this Bachoikis, the Kafta Beferach, and the Shulchan Aruch, is totally the two things that Rashi seems to say. Rashi and our Mishnah seems to say two reasons. The first reason he gives is Bishop Yishav Eretz Yisrael. So then says the Pas of Shulchan, that did apply even Bizman HaZeh. Masha Enkin, the second reason Rashi says, that Rashi explains that most of the fields are owned by Yidden, it sounds like that the problem is because we don't want the Hesek to happen to Yidden. And therefore he says that, Pasha, like the Shulchan Aruch, that Bizman HaZeh doesn't apply. The Goyin in Sipkaton Aleph brings the Makar to the din of the Shulchan Aruch. And he says that the Yisrael of the Isra of Eim Megadah Eim Medakah Beretz Yisrael is telling you the Yishuv. And he says the Makaris of the Gemara later on, the Gemara later on says that Kisha also Rav the Bavel, when Rav came to Bavel, Bavel had a din of Eretz Yisrael. Why does Bavel have a din of Eretz Yisrael? Because since all the Yidden moved to Bavel, and now Bavel has a big Yishuv of Yidden, even though it doesn't apply the Indian of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in Bavel, Avel Bikain, the Gemara's word is the Isra to Megadol Behi Bedaka. So you see that it's not totally in Eretz Yisrael, it's totally wherever the Yishuv of Yidden is. It happens so to be that Bizman HaMishnah, Eretz Yisrael had Rav, like Rashi explains, Rav Sodeis were belonged to Yidden. And therefore says the Goyim, Bizman HaZeh, that we don't have the Yidden, the most of the fields in Eretz Yisrael don't belong to Yidden, the Halacha of Ei Megadol doesn't apply. And so again, on the Kafta V'Ferach, how does he learn why does Bavel have the Isser of Ei Megadol if the Yisrael of the Isser is not Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? The Lashon Rashi, we have a little Shvan Rashi. Rashi seems to give two reasons. So one reason or two reasons. Tzarchian had to explain what Rashi means to say. Rabbi Chodin, the Kaivet Shurim, Ois Pei Zayin, explains that even though the klal is that anytime Chazal make a takano, even if the reason is bottle, the reason for the takano is bottle, so you bay it off, hey, it's before Tzarch Minyan Acher La'atirei. You can't just come along and say, oh, the reason for the takana doesn't apply, so let's just be over on the takana's bottle. So ask the Rebbe Chanan why over here it's so pasha to the Shulchan Aruch, that since the reason for the din of Ebegadah Behemedako doesn't apply anymore in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore we could go and be Begadah Behemedako. We should say that the Chazal asked her to be Begadah Behemedako for a certain reason, and we should say that it's still Usher today. So no one else came, there's no Minyan Acher, there's no Bezin that sat down and was Matar the Isser. So Rabbi Chanan explains that over here, the Isser wasn't that you may not be Begadol in Eretz Yisrael at all, Behemet Daka. We see in the Mishnah, says that Midbar is a Mutter. The whole Isser was only said, L'chatchila was only said in a Mokom Yishuv. And since the Yidden don't live anymore in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, we could now look view at the whole Eretz Yisrael as a midbar. It goes into the exclusion of the Gzeirah as a midbar, that the Ikka Gzeirah was Nemar only in the Makam Yishuv. So now that we don't have Rav Yidden here, we don't look at it anymore as a Makam Yishuv, and it has that the heter of before of the midbaris, Shab Eretz Yisrael, the midbaris, the Gemara says the Harshim, the forest where people don't live. So therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, the heter over here is not a new heter, it's a heter that was Nichal in the original Takana. Rashi, when he explains the halacha of Surya, Rashi explains, Ukesavar deloishme kivush, v'havak achutzlar, it's an Aram Mishnah that's matter Surya, even though in Eretz Yisrael it's usher. Mishnah says Surya is mutter. Says Rashi, must be the Aram Mishnah holds that Surya has a din of chutzlaritz. So Rabbi Chanan and Kovitch Yurim over there in Ois Pei Zayin, he asks that Mamonashok, we just finished saying that the Yisoid of the Isser of Emagad Behebedako is not totally Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. We see later on in the Gemara, even Bavel calls mind there was a Yishuv of Yidden living there. The halacha was that it's also to be Begadol. So he says he doesn't understand Mamonashok. If there was a Yishuv of Yidden living in Surya, it should be Aser B'Tzaratzma, even if Loishmei Kiva should still be Aser. Elamai to say that the Yidden weren't living in Surya. So then, even if Surya Bishmei Kivosh, L'chayroch, just like the Beis Yosef says, the Shulchan Aruch says that Bezman Hazeh it's Mutter. So Surya Shos V'Mutter, why does Rashi understand that the din that the Mishnah says that Surya is different than Eretz Yisrael has something to do with the din Kedusha Sa'aretz? L'chayroch, it should be that Roy Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael, not in Surya. That even though it's Tali in the Yishuv, but of course, anytime a few Yidden get together, that's not called the Yishuv. The Yishuv is Tali in Eretz Yisrael, and the whole area, and that could be for some reason that Chazal were Kaveya, that Lafi the Kedusha Sa'aretz. And if the Kedusha Sa'aretz of Eretz Yisrael spreads till Surya, so therefore it's also Nichlal in the din of Emagad and Emadaka. Now, since Surya doesn't have a Kedusha Sa'aretz, so even though there were some Yidden maybe living in Surya, but that wouldn't have been enough to make it like Bavel, to make its own din, to be able to be kaveh the din of Emagadon, only because it was nichlal in the Kedusha Sa'aretz, so it was nichlal in the takana of Emagadon Hebedaka Beretz Yisrael. Now this shiloh, whether or not what the yisayid of the din of Emagadon Hebedaka, l'chayor is totally also in a Gemara later on. The Gemara later on says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, that me balabatim shabagol ha'elyon hayu beis abo, that my father's house was from the balabatim agol ha'elyon, and they macharvu shayimarin b'chorshin. And one of the reasons why they got destroyed, the Gemara says, is because they were marin b'chorshin. They had behemadaka, Rashi explains, in chorshin and forests. And it goes on to explain, v'aval pishal hayu lem chorshin samav vatem, even though it was right near their houses, so they didn't have to go into anyone else's fields. Sodek tana hoisum umavirim derecha. There was a small sode in between their house and the chorshim, in between their house and the forest. And therefore, and they had to go pass through that field. And that was the reason why they were charev al-inish for one of the reasons why they were charev al-inish for being mara the behemis through this sode. So Rashi explains, who owned this sode? Rashi says, Rashi explains that this sada belonged to someone else. If you look in the Rajva, the Rajva brings down from the Ravid, know that it was their own field. It wasn't someone else's field. So it seems that this Machlekes Ravid and Rashi, whether or not there's an Isser, even in your own field, will Chayr be Tali in the two reasons Rashi gave in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah explained that the Isser is out because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So and for that time, it would be tachet to say that even some your own fields also. We don't want Eretz Yisrael to become charev. We want Eretz Yisrael everything to run properly in Eretz Yisrael. Even your own field, it could be Chazal were geizer on when they were geizer the gzeir of Eibagad and Eibadakal Eretz Yisrael. Masha Inkein, if the way Rashi ends the Rashi that Roiv was owned by Yisrael, it seems that the problem is that we don't want Yidden to get hezek. L'chayro, then L'chayro is bukhar to say like what Rashi explains, that it was someone else's sada. The Rambam, in Perek Hey, Mehuchas Nizki Mamon, he explains that it's usher for a person has to be shomer, his behemis, from being mazik. The Rambam brings down Ram brings down a whole halacha at the beginning of Parakeh. The Ram says, "Nei she also la otav hazik lo shalim, mashe hizik afil ligrim hanezik otzer." It's also for a person to be mazik, and even to be goyim hazik, even if he's gonna plan on pay. And the Rambam goes on to halacha beis, and the Rambam says, "The fichach osru chachamim legado behi bedako v'chayet dako be'eretz Yisrael be'bakav asadis be'akrobim." The Rambam says that therefore Chazal asked a person to be begadol behi bedako v'chayet dako in Eretz Yisrael. Since the halacha is, it's also to be mazik. See from the Rambam also like that the reason why the iser of the begadol behi bedako is not because of yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but because of the iser hezik. We don't want people to go be mazik other people or the yidden. And therefore, Chazal Aser did to be begadol behi bedako. So that even though the Shulchan Aruch was bater bizbad hazeh l'cha'ira, that's only bizbad the Shulchan Aruch. Today, the situation in Eretz Yisrael is that most of the fields are owned by Yidid. So the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, Perek Dal, Sibir Tshuva Reish Chav Zayid, says that, he says, first of all, even to be Seibach on the Beis Yosef is a little shver, but Ilu, the Beis Yosef would have seen the Kaftar of Ferach, he would have not argued at it. And he says, and not only that, the whole head of the Beis Yosef is not Negea, Bizman Azan, therefore he says, Sarachian, how could, why people know you Heter to be Begadol Vehe Bedako. Ayin Tshuva Sitz Eliezer, Chelek Zayin, Simuch of Dalet Oiz Gimel, where he, over there he brings his Tshuva together to Ravad Yosef, over there he brings different Kulis, different Sfaris Lahater, why maybe Bizman Azeh will be mutter to be begadol behi bedako in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara goes on that there are certain cases where it's mutter to be begadol behi bedako. And the Gemara says that Avo pisha amru im gadol behi bedako, avo mashu hu koydim leregel shloishim yoyim, it's mutter to be mashu koydim leregel shloishim yoyim, yiladah for yontif, before yontif yiladah buy behi bedako to shechti on yontif, v'koydim mishte benoi, if someone's making a chasad, he's allowed to buy a behema 30 days before that, lama yoyim, uvachal yisha as achorena shloishim yoyim, but the Gemara says that you're not allowed to wait 30 days from when you buy it, you, by the time the chasad or by the time yontif comes, you have to have already get rid of all the behema dakas. Then the Gemara goes on, "Va'tabach a butcher lekech v'shoyche lekech v'shoyo v'adshal Yeshua agunas shebehen lamid yoyim." Rashi explains that what does it mean? Shlo Yeshua es aguna hamucheres the mikra shlokach samach es hashuk lo Yeshua es la'achiyem hashuk la'hashlim shoyi shebeyev the mikra. Rashi learns it's similar to the halacha that we just learned by Yontif and by Mishta Benoi that you're not allowed to leave over the last one, even if you bought it right before the Yom HaShuk, the deadline is the Yom HaShuk. He's allowed to buy things 30 days before the Yom HaShuk and keep them. But by the Yom HaShuk, he has to get rid of all the Behemoth Daka. Tosis argues on Rashi. Tosis learns that there's no mention anywhere of Yom HaShuk. And he says, Tosis learns that the Shal Yisha Aguna Shabam just means that even if you only have one, you're still not allowed to leave it more than 30 days. The Magen Mishnah is Ma'ir and the Rambam. The Rambam brings down this halacha in Perek Hey, halacha Zayin, Niske Mamin, and the Rambam doesn't bring the din of Shal Yisha as Aguna Shaben Lamed Yom. We had a machlekes to Rashi, that's what it means. The Rambam leaves it out entirely. The Lacha Mishnah wants to explain, I'll pee the next Gemara. The next Gemara says, Shalu Tamidah Vesur Gamliel Ma'u Ligadol. What's all the, is a person allowed to be Begadol Behe Bedaka? So Amalehen Mutter, it's Mutter. And the Mar asks, well, Tanan e Megadlin. So how could it be that they asked him this question and they answered him, it's a Mishnah that you're not allowed to be Megadl? Mar says, Are you allowed to leave it? Amalehen Mutter, Uvavad, Shleitetze Vetera Be'eder, Alakosha Vakari Mito. That you're not allowed to regularly be Megadl, but you're allowed to leave it in your house as long as you keep it tied up. Keep it inside the house that it can't get out to anywhere else. So Rashi explains, Ela Koshra, V'Rabbanon, Pligi Alea, D'Rem Gamliel, V'Rabbanon argue on Rem Gamliel. Taisus says, Ain't nearly the Pligi Rabbanon Alea, D'Rem Gamliel. Taisus says, why should we make a machlaikis? We could learn that Ma'alishis means Kaidim Aregel. And Ain't a Hanami, that's the Loch, the Rem Gamliel's Heter was Lishis Kaidim Aregel, like we learned before, that everyone agrees to this Heter. It's not a special sheet of Rem Gamliel. The Loch is, he allowed to be Masha Kaidim Aregel. But Rashi learns that it's machlokes, and the Raja brings this down. He says, "Very mistaber to say like Tosfos." But he says that it's better to, he says that the Hemshach HaGemara goes better like Rashi, to learn that Rav Gamliel holds that you'll be begadol by bedaka as long as you leave it in your house. Because he says the Gemara goes on and brings a Maisa, Tana Rabbana, Maisa b'chosed echod, shoye goyneach b'liboy, b'sholah reifim, b'amalei, einlei tekonach yinik cholov reiseach, b'shachas v'shachas, v'eviloi eiz, v'koish lei b'kari amito. And he was kosher at b'kari amito, so the Rajba says that it would seem that this would be a Hemshach, that this chosid did, just like Rav Gamliel held. There's a machlokes, like Rashi says, and this chosid maybe held like Rav Gamliel, and he was mashit, he tied it to his bed, just like Rav Gamliel says, and in a chanami, Rav Gamliel's matter, Rav Gamliel holds, as long as you keep it tied up, as long as you keep it inside, it doesn't go out to other people's fields, it's mutter, the whole issue is only to allow it to go outside and go into other people's fields, but as long as you keep it tied up inside, it's mutter. So Lach HaMishnah says that we could learn the Rambam, the reason why the Rambam left out Uvach L'Yishe HaGunash Ben Lamed Yoim is because the Rambam holds that he holds similar to Rashi that Rav Gamliel argues, but doesn't hold like Rashi the way the Rashi clearly understands Rashi that he argues Bechlal. He just holds that this halacha by a Tavach, he holds that the Tavach could be Shoya. The Tavach is allowed to be Shoya Lamed Yoim. And that's what Rav Gamliel came to be Matir. And the Rambam paskins like Rav Gamliel, and therefore he didn't bring down the halacha Shlo Yisha Haguna Shavahem Lamed Yoim, because he holds that Rav Gamliel's Matir and he paskins that way. So the Braisa says that this chassid that was kosher this eiz bakari mito, he needed to have this special milk from the eiz, this fresh milk from the eiz every day. And therefore he needed to have the eiz around. And he was yoinik mena mishachos or shachos. So yom nichlesu chaveir levakori kivin sharo oisa eiz kshur bakari mito, chosu achereim. They went away, they said, what? Omu listem mizuyim beisir shal zeh varu nichnasim etzla yoshvu bodku vay motu bay elo oisa oven shal oisa eiz. This was the only aveir that he had, was the fact that he was begadol this eiz. And he tied his ace to his bed. The only aver I have is that I was over on the tivir chaveri on the takanas chachamim of emet gadlam heimadaka. This is the only aver that he had. So the shita mukubetzis brings out from the Meiri that the Meiri assumes that the story over here, this chassid that was ganeach b'liboy was a chaylus sheish b'sakana. It was a chaylus sheish b'sakana. And the Meiri explains that even though you see from here that even though a chayla sheish besakana has a heter, he's allowed to be over on averus, but something that he says, something that's nesa mechshash takano mechshash pseidas acherim, something that Chazal assered because of a hefsid of other people. The reason why they assered it was that other people shouldn't come to a hefsid. That is an inyan to be machmir. It's an inyan to be machmir even b'makor b'koach nefesh. Mary dike chiddush, very great chiddush of the Meiri, that is an inyan to be machmir b'koach nefesh, not to be over at the konas chachamim that was made mechshash pseidas acherim. Avi Nezer and Choshem Mishpat and Tshuva Kuf Tzavi Gimel, over there he discusses someone over there has a shayla if the doctors prescribe that he needs to eat something, some davar aser, and he wants to be machmer and not eat it. So Avi Nezer goes through the Ramban and Bechukaisai, brings the Ibn Ezer on the pasuk of Rappi that the. He said the Ramban says that a person bets him that we know did the Rishus the Rap. For a roifet to be merapet, it's a heter for the roifet. But he says a choyle that's over Hashem. He doesn't need. He shouldn't have to go to a doctor. He should trust in Hashem. He says that also, and the pasuk says that by also he was there was a tefiyah on him because he went. He was derish beroifim. He wasn't derish ben Hashem, but he was derish beroifim. It's mashmah. There was a tefiyah on him for going for doctors. And the Rabban says that a person that's on the right madrigo shouldn't be having to see doctors. Hashem brings him a sickness. He should daven to Hashem, and Hashem should take care of it himself. And Ibn Ezra says of the Pasuk Barapi Arapi that the whole heter for a doctor to barap is only on a makkah, not on a choyli. And therefore says the Aminezer, you can be seimech on this Ramban and on this Ibn Ezra to be machmer. If someone wants to be machmer on the dover, provided for it, we're discussing a dover usser, a medicine that's a dover usser, you can be machmer, he doesn't have to take the medicine. And he brings Aris Sugyo, and he brings the Lashon HaMeiri, and he says that we don't find in the Paiskim such a klal that you know that it should be machmer pkoch nefesh b'bakam up seida da acherim. We don't find any Paiskim that bring this halacha. So tzarachim, because the Meir is not mashmer that it's midina. The Meir is mashmer that it's a chumra. He didn't chumash mi machmer. But for his level, this chassid should have been machmer. Not that it's bidina, this halacha. See that Avnei Ezer understood that the Meiri's what was halacha was bidina. So he asked the Meiri, and he says that maybe I'll pee his psak, that could be the pshat in the Gemara, that a person, that the tefiyah wasn't bechlal, he was using refuos. He shouldn't be Isaac refuos, befrat on a davar isser. Even though the Gemara pashas mashbet something more to do with the isser. But he says that maybe to be Isaac refuos on a davar usser is a special problem, and that was a tefiyah on the isser chassid. That was that very, even though it was a chedesh ish besakana where pekuach nefesh is toicha kol atera kula. But the Dura Fuhr says Abinazer, if you're on the right Mandrego, the Rabban says you shouldn't be doing Rufus, you should just trust in Hashem, Damit Hashem, let Hashem heal him. Maybe that was the Isser of the Isser Chassid. And the Din of the Meiri, if you look, there's a Ramban, or Rabban Ksubistaf Yates, like Abin Sugil Ainis Machmas Afashis, where there he brings. Calls it a brisa chitzaynis. He brings a brisa there that Shemer Meir. The Meir says that we know there's three averis chamuris. That's yarig val yavar. The person has to give up his life for. He says also gezel. He adds a fourth one. Gezel to steal someone's money. The Ramban brings for a Meir also is yarig val yavar. Tushal to the Meiri. Though the Gemara over there on Daf Yates before not like that. The Gemara before that you don't have to give up your life not to be mafsed other people. But the Ramban brings down such a Tesef, such a Bryce of a Shemer Meir. The Marsha in Aras Sugya speaks out. He's also in his Kasha. What was that Veir Elochayr? If it's Pekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to be Eiver. And the Marsha says that it's Ein Bei Sakana. The Gemara wasn't talking about a Chayil Sheish Bei Sakana. The Gemara over here is a Chayil Sheim Bei Sakana. If you look at the side of the Gemara, Bitzal Ranjberg brings this, the brings Ayin Shita Gobetzis, which the Chayil means the Meiri, that the Shita brings, and he brings the Marsha. And he says, "With dvarav t'mon k'sas v'sugid k'subas taf samach the goynech yoynik b'shabes." That it's before the chayyav. What he means to say is that in that sugi, it's before that a goynech is only a chayyav she'im b'sakar kind of like the marsha, not like the shita. In the nishmas adam and hilchos shabes, klal samach tes ois gimel. He brings a riot from this Gemara that a chayyav she'im b'sakar is usher for him to do an isser d'rabbanan. It's a long arichas. Is there a heter for a chayyav she'im b'sakar to be over an isser d'rabbanan? He brings from this Gemara the ein begadim ein bedakas an isser d'rabbanan, and you see from here that a kapana a chayyav she'im b'sakar is usher for him to be over an isser d'rabbanan. Rabbi Chana on the Kavod Shirim and Ois Pei Tes is an interesting aura. That why would they bodku acharov? Why were people checking after bodku v'imotzu by elo isav? Why were they checking? What was their business to check exactly which averus he had? So he says efshe that maybe when you someone that's mevaker chayla, you're supposed to help him make a cheshben avaynus to make sure that to get rid of all his averus. Maybe that's why the people that came to visit him were baidik to see which averus he has to be able to help him take care of those averus. We brought the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Shmuel, mibal batim shabakol la'elyon ha'yibetz abam ne'ma'chorvu shayu marim b'charshim that they were gadol b'hebetaka in the charshim." The Gemara goes on to explain, and there was a sada in between. We brought before machlekes. It was their sada, or it was someone else's sada. And the next thing that they did wrong was they were done in didim mamonis b'yachid. That they were done in didim mamonis b'yachid. They didn't have a bezer of three people. One person himself was passing shilos of dinim mamonis. So the Meiri is already ma'irer that l'chayra there's a din of yachad mumcha. What's the problem? What's the tefi on them? They have to don dinim mamonis be yachad. So the Meiri says that afal pikein roy limshach yodim is that harbe achye muchzik l'chol bekach. That even if though there's a loch of yachad mumcha, I mean, Dina Yachamumcha could pass in, but a person should try to stay away from it. Until he becomes Muchzik Lakal, he becomes a big Yachamumcha, he shouldn't be Paskin Yechidi. It seems from the Meiri that it wasn't anything Ikra Adin, it was some Midas Chasidus that they were Nenesh for, the Fidei Madrego, and the Chidah, Pesach Einayim, he brings a Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Alochi and Aleph, says that even though there's a din of Yachim Mumcha, he says, Yesh mitzvah chachamim, there's a mitzvah from the chachamim, sheyeshiv imay acherim, that he should sit other people near him while he paskins. He shouldn't paskin himself, he should bring other people near him while he paskins. The person shouldn't. And the Rambam brings the Mishnah Ovis, she'ein don yechidi ela echod. Mishnah Ovis says that a person shouldn't be don yechidi because Hashem is the only one that's don yechidi. So the Rambam sounds more that there's a bitzvah chacham, there's a din midina, that a person shouldn't be a yachal mumcha, even though there's halacha yachal mumcha, a person should not pass a yachal mumcha. That's a little better this Gemara. That's what Chidon wants to say pshat in this Gemara, that they were over on this Rambam, that they were over on this mitzvah chachamim, this mishten avis, she'ein dan yechidi ala echad, only the Rebbeinu Shlom is dan yechidi. Mar goes on, like Mar brings a braisa, Tadra Abana Roya Sha'asa Tshuva, Eim Mechayim Anay Selimkar Miyad. Someone, a Roya that was being Roya, being Megadol Bahay Medaka, which we learned in the Mishnah is Aser, and now he wants to do Tshuva, Eim Mechayim Anay Selimkar Miyad, we say, no, you don't have to sell it all at once. And the Shita of Shem Rabbi Yonason explains, if you sell all at once, it's going to be a big hefsid. There's not buyers right away, he's going to have to sell it for very cheap. El Mechayim Yad Al Yad. Pash is the reason there's Al Tzakonis HaShavim. We don't want people, if people know that in order to do Tshuva, they have to sell away everything right at once, and they're going to have a huge hefsid. They're not going to do Tshuva, so Al Tzakonis HaShavim, we allow him this heter to keep the animals until he's able to sell them off. Then the Gemara goes, V'chein ger shenof le'kolom v'chazirim b'yushase, im mechayim v'nesilim k'rmiyad, el mechayim yad ayad. Also, we don't want him to have a hefsid. We don't want this ger to have a hefsid from all the animals, since it wasn't his fault, it came to him by itself. So we allow him to hold it. Obviously, he has to watch it, but we allow him to hold it until he is able to sell it. Then the Braisa goes on. If someone made a neder that he's going to go and buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, he's going to go marry a lady in Eretz Yisrael, we're not mechayiv him to do it right away. Until he finds the right house, he finds the right lady, he doesn't have to right away go and be mechayiv the neder. So the Shita of B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonason explains that the reason for this is because if people see that we're going to make him do it right away, no one is going to make any more nedarim l'dvar mitzvah. We want people to make a neder l'dvar mitzvah. And therefore, if we're going to make people go right away and they're not going to be able to get their proper wife in the proper house, people are going to stop making neder l'dvar mitzvah. And the question this is, what would have been the reason to make him do it right away? If midina, mashmois of his neder, is to do it right away, then it's a din d'oraisa, how could we be makel? Especially before the Isser was Imagad Behemadako, we can be Makel. It's Isser Drabbanon. Chazal can be Makel if they feel that we shouldn't be Makel. But over here, what was the Shaila? If there was a Shaila de Raisa, if the Bashmois and Nether is to do it right away, or there's some type of Inyan of Balta Acher, not to be Ma'acher, you Nether, then how could Chazal be Makel? Elamai, the Nether allows you all the time in the world to do it, so why do we need a special Heter that people shouldn't stop being Nerd Lodvar Mitzvah? Tzarechi in the Kavanah Rabbeinu Yonason. Braisa goes on, and the Braisa says, "Umaisa b'isha echas shahisa b'dov meitzol b'kofz of an ishbal mish kol misha yavei eni machzi rasi. Whoever comes, I'm going to marry them. B'kofz olay b'nei adam she'ini mugan. People that weren't roy for her came and they wanted to marry her, and the Chazal said, 'Ushabadav eitzah chachamim.' And the chachamim heard this story. Amar leinis chavnezu el lahagula. That she only didn't mean. She didn't mean that. She only meant someone that's hagun." So the Ran in Kedushin on the Pemtesa of Beis in Sugya Dvarm Shabalev, the Ran over there brings this Gemara, and he says that that even though she said Mefurish in her mouth whoever comes, and Luchayr this that she only meant Hagun Loin Chanami in her mind she meant obviously only someone that's going to be Hagun for her, like the Chacham said, but that's Dvarm Shabalev and Dvarm Shabalev ain't in Dvarim. So the Ran says this is Muchach from this Gemara, the Klal. That applies in a lot of places, that Dvarim Shabalev or Yavalev Kol Adam doesn't have the problem with Dvarim Shabalev. If a person just happens to think, the small umdana that we know that he's thinking a certain thing, that's Dvarim Shabalev. But if something is clear to everyone understands that she didn't mean to get married to anyone that comes, then that doesn't have a problem with Dvarim Shabalev, and we can understand that what she meant and her neder, that she said, that she's going to marry anyone, is we could explain to mean, like with her Dvarim Shabalev, Yavalev Kol Adam, only I Genesla. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Asinu Atzmenu B'Bavel Ke'eretz Yisrael V'Heba Daka." And the Gemara, a few lines later, says, "Ikad Amri Another Lashon Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav." Rav Huna was the one that said it over B'Shem Rav, "Asinu Atzmenu B'Bavel Ke'eretz Yisrael V'Heba Daka." Michi Asa Rav B'Bavel. From the time Rav came to Babel, and Rashi explains
that a lot of people came up to Babel. When Rav came, Rav made a yeshiva, so Rabbi Yeshiva said b'Bavel, when Rav came to Bavel, because of Rav's yeshiva, a lot of people came.
Lishnach, we know you. Who Bavel amadnu lahat lizar b'kach sh'rosham rav Yisrael v'yishav kavua. The Enoch Rami was always like that. But Rav was the one that made us bizarre in this, because when Rav came, he saw that there was a yishuv before there, and he said, oh, so therefore the halacha should be imagadal behemadaka. So Tosfos and the Ramasim Chiyasa brings that Rashi, the similar Gemara, Gabi the din of in Gittin, halacha is in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechtam, and the Gemara says over there also that Rav asinu atzmenu b'bavel keretz Yisrael, Gittin Chiyasa Rav the Bavel, that from when Rav came to Bavel, in Bavel also, you didn't have to say b'fani nechtam, just like in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi over there explains, like his first shot here, that since Rav came, he made a yeshiva, and therefore, people were more bucking Lashma, just like in Eretz Yisrael. So Taisus goes on to ask, how could you learn this pshat? The Gemara over there goes on and asks Kashas on this from Mishnais. If Rashi's correct, Rashi's pshat is correct, that Rav, it only started because of Rav, so the Mishnais were before Rav. So of course, in the Mishnais, Bava wouldn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael to get it. And therefore, Rabbi Tam says that Rav was just the one that passed in the Shaila, but of course the din was always like that from the Mois Yechonyo v'achor Shvamazu Shogol Bavel, from the time of Golos, when the Yidah went into Golos Bavel. From that time already there was Talmid Chama in Bavel, and therefore they were Bekiyim Lishma, and says Taisus, who didn't, that would be the Pshat in Er Gemara, that Rav was just the one that said the Halacha, he passed in the Shaila, but of course it was always like that from the times the Yidah went into Golos to Bavel. The Shita of Kubetzis over here, B'Shem Rav Yishayo, brings down an answer to Rashi, B'Shem the Rivo. He says that Avadai, Taisus is right, there was B'Mei Yechonia, was always like that. So it's right before Rav came to Bavel, Rav's uncle Rav Chia, Ubanov, and his children left Bavel, and they came to Eretz Yisrael. And at that point, the situation of Bavel went down, and it wasn't as it was the whole time. So in a Chanavi, Meitanoyim, there was no dip, it had the same situation I had today after Rav came, but before Rav came, right, for a short amount of time, from when Rav Chia came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, then Bavel lost its status as having a din of the Ikar Yishuv Makom Kvua. Only when Rav came, and then he returned it to the situation of how it was with Bei Atanoyim. Rav came, and Rav's yeshiva, Rav was Malabed Avon Lishma, and Rav, the Ikar Yishuv, everyone came to live there because Rav's yeshiva, and therefore, it says the Shita that the Gemara in Gittin could ask for Mishnayis, because Rav, nothing new happened to be made Rav that wasn't there Bizmana Mishnayis. It was just that for a few years that when Rav Chia left, then the Bava wasn't like the situation it was, and when Kisha'ol Rav, then it came back to the situation how it was a few years before be made the Tanoim. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings a story that Rav Ushmuel Rav Asi, these three Amoroyim, Iklu lebe Shvua ben, v'amilu lebe Yeshua ben. That they came to a Shvua ben or a Yeshua ben. To Lashon is where they came to. And Rashi explains, Shvua ben is bris mila Hashem she'obro le'a shiva yam. Shvua ben means a week. Since a baby's a week old by the bris, that was how the Gemara refers to a bris. Either they came to a bris mila, or it says Rashi, Yeshua ben mishte she'oisin le'pidyon ben b'char. Yeshua b'targa minon purkon, k'may pidyon, pidyon ben. And the Yeshua ben, either they came to a suda of pidyon ben. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. He brings from Rabbeinu Tam that Yeshua ben means Pirushin Noilut Shem Ben Val Shem Shavlan Noisha Ben Nimla Meima Hashem saved the Vlad when it came out from the mother's stomach. Kedachsevin Imlita Zachar Nakat Loshin Yeshua Veyugin Lasi Suda. They used to make a suda for when the Vlad came, when the Ben came, when he for the nace of the birth of the son. They used to make a suda. So the Trumas Hadeshen. In Simon Reish Shamach Tess, he brings Rishem Gadol Echod, that the way Rashi learned that Suda's Pidyon HaBen, the way Rabbeinu Tam learned that it was a Suda that they made for the Leidas HaBen, he says it must be that these Sudas have a Din of a Suda's Mitzvah. But he says, he brings the Gemara in Chul and Tzadi Hei, he says that Rav wasn't Ocha from a Suda's Rishus, Rav only ate from a Suda's Mitzvah. So if you see that Rav came to eat by this Suda, must be that these Sudas have a Din of a Suda's Mitzvah. And he says that this pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, that we make a suda leidas haben, that is what we make a shalom zachar. And he says the reason why we do it on Lel Shabbos, he says that's only because that's a good time to make it. People are available then. But it's the shalom zachar is a suda that we make for the nace of the fact that the baby was born. And the Noid Yehuda, and say for Dagom Arvav on Shulchan Aruch, it's Simon Kufayin Ches. And Yerodea on the Shach Oisvav, He says if this would be the pshat, like the Trumas Hadeshim brings, if this would be the pshat in the Shalom Zachar, then why do we make it dafka for a Zachar? We should make it for a Bas also. And he says that no, this is not what this is the where Rabbi Tam is referring to is a suda that we make the night before the Mila. Some people have a bidig, the Vachnach, to make a suda the night before the Mila. And then he brings this to Pshat in the Gemara, Sanhedrin Amid Beis, Der B'Ror Chayel Mishta Sham, that's referring to this Mishta, that the night before the Bris, we make a Suda for the Simcha that the Ben was saved. And therefore, the Yehuda understands, that's why, since we make it somewhat to the Mila, that's why we do a Dafka for a Ben, and not for a Bas. The Yamshel Shloima, and Oislamet Zayin, he has a long Arichas, it's a famous Yamshel Shloima, discusses all the Nyanim of Sudas Mitzvahs. And he says that Mila, a Sudas Mila, is Pashat to Sudas Mitzvah. He says it's like a Sudas Chasan. It says, by Mila, Sasa Neichi Alam Rasecha. And he says that Pidyon HaBen and Shalom Zachar, Pidyon HaBen and Shalom Zachar, which we just said over from Trumas Hadeshen, he says, Trumas Hadeshen is a nice ride, it's a Sudas Mitzvah, but what would be the reason for it? Why is this Suda have a din of a Sudas Mitzvah? And he says that the reason is, with any Suda that someone makes for a person of a Mitzvah, he makes a suda because he did a mitzvah, Pinyin HaBen, and he's mefarsin in the mitzvah. Or a suda that he's mefarsin in the nes. So Shalom Zachar, like the Rebbe Tam learns, is to be mefarsin in the nes that Hashem helped with the birth of this baby. That's a pirsum anes. That's a suda's mitzvah. And he goes on to discuss suda's Chanukah. He says a suda's mitzvah. He says a suda's siyum. He discusses over there whether you say in the bench of suda's siyum, a simcha b'ma'oinoi. And then he discusses the suda's bar mitzvah. He says, he says the Sudas Mitzvah, and then he just goes on to discuss Chanukah Sabayis. He says maybe Chanukah Sabayis is not a Sudas Mitzvah. He says maybe in certain instances, if you do it the right way, it could be a Sudas Mitzvah. Ayin Shem has a long arichas on every type of Sudo, what exactly, why or what or when, if it's a Sudas Mitzvah. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings that Masriyan al Chichuch b'Shabbos. Rabbi brings a list of different names who it was, different Lashonis who said this memra. And the Gemara says that memra is Masriyan al Chichuch b'Shabbos. So Rashi explains, what does it mean Masriyan al Chichuch b'Shabbos? Masriyan b'tzibur v'tchino, that we could get together b'tzibur to daven uv'shoifers uv'chatzoitzers. So we could use shoifers and chatzoitzers for Maseches Tainis. Chichuch shchin shemischachicha odom aleho. Proiter b'laz. That there's a heter, Pashas Gemara says on Shabbos, a heter even on Shabbos to blow shofar and to scream and to cry on a chicha, on a certain type of shchin, which obviously seems to be that it was a sakana, you'll be allowed to do this on Shabbos. So Taisvis, in Divrei Masal Masriyan says, a korkoch lav hainu asura b'shofar. When it says Masriyan, doesn't mean with a shofar. That can make it truer with a shofar. The shofar b'Shabbos miyikon, on Shabbos we're not allowed to use a shofar, like he brings a Gemara in Tainus Daf Yedalit. It means asura b'peh. It means a special type of tefillah that we do on Tainus called, we say Anenu, Anenu, like Avram Anenu, and Taisa says, that's what over here when we say Masriyan. Sugya in Tainus always if Asra means Asra B'peh, Asra B'Shoifer, Taisa says over here, Behechrich, it has to be Asra B'peh, it cannot mean Asra B'Shoifer, because on Shabbos, we don't make Asra B'Shoifer. So the Rashi, Tzarchin and Rashi, exactly how Rashi will go with that Gemara and Dafidal, but Rashi seems to hold that you do make Asra B'Shoifer on Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainus in Perek Beis Halacha Yigimel brings down this din that you make hasra on shchin, on this chichuch, but he doesn't make any mention that you do it on Shabbos. And in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, "V'chol makom ein tzayikin v'lo masriyan b'Shabbos k'mo yishamanu chutz mitzaras hamezoynis shetzayik alei afidu b'Shabbos." That the only time you tzayik on Shabbos is by Tzaras b'zaynis, aval im asrin alev b'chatzaitzis b'shabbos. But you don't use chatzaitzis on Shabbos. You see that the Rambam, the only time you tzayik is only by Tzaras b'zaynis. It's mashma that by this case of shchin, by this chichuch, the halacha of the Rambam says you're not masri on Shabbos. So the lecha mishnah, there on Perek Beis halacha yigimel, he asks on the Rambam, why is the Rambam not bring down that you should do it on Shabbos? If you look in the Piskei Rid learns like Rashi, that this Masriyan doesn't mean like Teisvis, that it means Asra B'Peh, it means Asra B'Shefer, and therefore he says that we can't be Gerius B'Shabbos. You can't be gerus b'Shabbos because on Shabbos, like Tesis asked, you don't do Asar b'Shofar. So it seems that there was a gerus under Rishonim not to be gerus Shabbos, and that would be very well good in the Rambam. The Rambam seems not to bring the halacha b'Shabbos. It's very possible that the Rambam didn't have the gerus on our Gemara b'Shabbos. Look in Rashi, we can't really say this. Rashi later on, it's before that he's l'chayo, you are masriya b'Shabbos. Rashi the remasal masriya and further on in the Gemara. The Gemara goes on to ask a kasha. Meisvei u'shaparonis hamisrakshis v'boyis al tzibur k'goin chichoch v'chogav v'zvov v'tzira v'yitush v'shuloch l'choshvak ram lo'yayim asriyan el tzayikin. The chichoch is one of these paronis hamisrakshis v'boyis al tzibur that you're not masriya, you tzayik, you're not masriyan. So the Gemara answers lo'y kasha kam b'lach kam b'yovish. That there's different types of chichoch, different types of shchin. And Rashi explains yovish is kasha milach, which means to say that yovish, that then your masriya mashikin lach, which is not as bad, the lach, since it's not as bad, you're only tzayik. You don't have to be masriya. You don't have to use a shayfar and chatzaitzis. You just tzayik. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam brings alachaloyim ketzad. Arishay yorad choyli echad la'anoshim har bevoise irka and askroi chircho chayetzven vayumaisim voise chayde arisu tzoras tibor begoizin lav tainus umasriyin vechein chichoch lach harayu keshchim pareach v'mposha breva tibor misadanu masriyin olav avo chichoch yaveish tzoyik ralav olvad. The Rambam says that lach talacha is you misadan umasriyin olav mashegin achichoch yaveish, then you're not masriyin tzoyik ralav olvad. So it would seem that the Rambam is chaylik on Rashi. The Rambam holds that the worst one is the lach. Rashi says the yavish is kasha from the lach. The Rambam seems to hold that the lach is worse. And the Shita Mekubetzis brings the Meiri, says like the Rambam, and he brings it. The Rama is chaylik on the Meiri, and he brings Rashi. Rashi also argues there's a machlekes Rashi and Rambam. Would seem to be there would be a machlekes Rashi and Rambam. Which one is the lach, the worst shchin, or the yavish is the worst chichoch? And there's an interesting Rogatchover in Saptas Paneach here on the Rambam. He says, no, everyone agrees to the Metzias like Rashi. Everyone agrees that yavish is kasha milach. That's not the machoikis. The Rambam holds that the reason why this Bryce is coming along, this Bryce is saying that you're not masriyan is, but ain masriyan al maisa nisim. He says, these things are so terrible that it's a maisa nisim to get nitzel from them. So therefore, in a chanami, you can always be tzayik whenever you want. Even in a very shver matziv, you can be tzayik, even though it's a maisim nisim to be saved. But to be masriya, there's a klal of a masriya and a maisim nisim. So the Rambam agrees to Rashi. Lach is something that could be healed, something that we could do al pider chateva. You don't need a maisim nisim to be healed. So therefore, we can be masriya. We could therefore, there's a did to be masriya. Mashegin yovish is so bad, it doesn't have any, we can't heal. Like the Pasuk says, Shaloyuchali Rafe, so such a thing, such a shrin, such a chichoch, there says the Rogatchover, over there the Rama Paskin, Soyikim Veloy Masriyan. Since the only way to be saved from this would be a mess, a mice and nisim, so therefore the Ramam holds it, you can't be Masriyan, you're only allowed to be Soyik. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says that al keach buys Eretz Yisrael. Someone that buys a house in Eretz Yisrael, koisvel of oyne, you can write a star afilu b'Shabbos. You're allowed to write a star on Shabbos. Ask Gemara b'Shabbos al kedaitoch. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Is it the raiso? Elik the Omar Rabba Hosam oyme lo nachri va'oisa. Chanami oyme nachri va'oisa. The heter here is not to write yourself. You can tell a guy to write, even though it's an iser. Even though it's aser b'drabbanon to tell a guy to do a malacha on Shabbos for you, over here mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael he goes to b'drabbanon because of yishuv eretz Yisrael we weren't geyser. The b'drabbanon weren't geyser. You're allowed to do a amir la'akum to write a star on a house in eretz Yisrael that you bought in eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef and Simon Shin Vav brings from our geyser Ashri that it's better to be buy a house on Shabbos. The Gemara also only Mefarsh says you're allowed to write a star. He says it's also mutter to buy a house on Shabbos. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simon Shin Vav, Sif Yud Aleph, that it's mutter to buy a house on Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef says the Makar is from this Gemara that he learned in Er Gemara. It's not only you had to write a star, you're also allowed to buy the house. in the Magen Avraham, over there in Simon Shin Vav, it's a Katan Yud Tes, he brings down from a Sefer Mishpat Tzedek, that he brings from the Rosh and the Rivash, that you're not allowed to buy, the Heter is only if you bought a house on Erev Shabbos already, you're allowed to write a Shtar. You're allowed to write a Shtar, but it's also to buy a house, and the Shtabruah Paskas like the Machaber, he does not Machber for the Chumra, the Magen Avraham, and he brings in the Shar Tzion. The reason is because the Makar of Isagayis Ashri is a Yushalmi, it's the first Yushalmi, Mayukatan, Perak Beis, Halacha Dalid. And the Gemara over there discusses whether or not you're allowed to buy a house on Shabbos. And the Gemara is matter to buy a house, even though it's Isser to buy things on Shabbos. Mishum Yishavar Tisoy, you're allowed to buy a house on Shabbos from a Goy. The Darki Moshe in Simon Shin Vav, I say, brings from Arzuruah that this Halacha that you're allowed to tell a Goy to write is only by Ksivas HaKalachim. Not a regular ksav ashuris, not the ksav how we write a sefer Torah, ksivas hagalochim, not the ksav of ksav ashuris. This is only issa derabanan, and therefore we're not allowed to go tell a great to do an issa deraisa. The Gemara over here is not being matter for to Amir la'akam on issa deraisa. The Gemara is only being matter ksav galochim, which means anything besides for ksav ashuris, ksav how we write our sefer Torah, tefillin. That because in this sheet holds that all other ksavs are only issa derabanan. And this is how the Ramah paskins that the heter over here is only on ksav hagalochim, and the Magen Avraham and Simon Shim Mem and Hilchos Ksiva and Sifkat and Yuri brings that the Rishonim argue on this halacha. He brings that tastes by us tastes their masal iser and nachri iser the first that would be matter over here iser b'deraisa. When I come to matter iser derabonon, and if you look in the Bir Halacha there in Shin Vav, he's mayrich that this whole tzad to say that Ksivas Hagalochim is the Issa Drabbanon. He says a day Yechidah. He says the all the Rishonim don't hold this way. All the Rishonim hold that any Ksav is no Din Dafka. The first in a Mishnah that not there's no Din Dafka to have a special type of Shavashuris. There's no Din Dafka to have a special Ksavashuris. Any Ksav is a Issa Deraisa, and the Ramah only brought down this Din L'chumra that you shouldn't use a regular Ksav, but of course to be Mekel on such a Sheet, Chas V'Shalom, to be Mekel to such a Sheet to damn a regular Ksav, a Ksav that's not Ksav Ashuris, it's an Issa Derabanan, it's a Bevadai, that's Kolor Yishayinim is that it's an Issa Deraisa. And then the Yehuda, in Madura Tidyon and Simulam Gimel and Arachayim, brings some Ergamar. The Gemara over here has a Kasha, has a Tmiyah. Could it be possible that we're matter b'Shabbos Sal Kedaitoch? Could it be possible that we're matter someone to write on Shabbos? Ask the Night of Yehuda. That true. We now one's not allowed to do it. The Ma'is Goddess Hagamara. The whole Heter is only Amir La'akum. There's no Heter to do it. Issa D'Rabbanan. But if being Kaisiv a Shtar for a Goy, which would normally not be written in Ksav Ashuris, is only Issa D'Rabbanan. What's the Gemara's Tmiyah? What's the Gemara's strong question over here? That how could it be that you could be Kaisiv? You can't be Kaisiv on Shabbos. Maybe Chazal were matter Issa D'Rabbanan. The same way they're matter the maskanas Gemara Amir La'akav Yishav Eretz Yisrael. So it would seem from the Gemara clearly says in Ayyud Yudah, not like the Shita, and even if something if not Ksav Ashuris is Chayyur Mashma the Gemara it would be a regular Issa Deraisa of Kaisiv on Shabbos. And it's a big Machlokes Rishonim exactly what this Heter Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. What's the deal with other mitzvahs? So Taisus learns that over here, Taisus learns, like we just brought from the Magen Avraham, Taisus learns that this ksiva is a Issa Deraisa, and Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter to do a Issa Deraisa, to do a Issa Deraisa idea goy on Shabbos. And Taisus says that there's a Gemara in Erevin that says, Neimalei l'nochri d'neisi migab beisei, that we should tell a goy to bring water for the tinnik, for the tzarech lemila. So Taisa says that that's only issa derabanan. Taisa says that to tell a mira la'akam an issa deraisa is only a special heter of yishav eretz yisrael. Even for the mitzvahs mila, Taisa says there's no heter to be over issa deraisa. And that gemara not talking about that you went through a rishus arabim. It's derech chotish la'iriv. And Taisa goes on to say that even that gemara in Erevin is only by Mila, since Mila itself is Deicha Shabbos, so therefore Chazal were Mekel on Amir La'akum on an Issa D'Rabbanan, on a Shvus to Shvus, on Amir La'akum on an Issa D'Rabbanan, Chazal were Mekel. But in all other mitzvahs, says Taisvis, it's usher to do Bashum Eifin any Amir La'akum. Even Amir La'akum on an Issa D'Rabbanan, Taisvis says it's usher. And the Ran, in Daf Mevavim and Aleph, in Shabbos, in Daf Yerif, the end of her blessed Mila, he brings Shitas HaBahag, Tosfos Be'yos also brings it, that the Bahag learns that by Mila, he learns the Gemara by Mila is talking about an Issa Deraisa. That you let it do a Mira La'akam on an Issa Deraisa by Mila. And the Ran goes on to say that if the Bahag learns that the din, that the heter of Mila is Issa Deraisa, could possibly be that who had been by other mitzvahs, not Dafka, not Mukh to learn a Dafka Mila. And he brings that's before like that in the Bala Itter. The Bala Itter says that if someone doesn't have Neiris for Shabbos, someone's in the dark for Shabbos, it's more difficult for him to tell a guy to light him in there, which would be a Mira La'akam on an Issa Deraisa. The Ran learns in the Itter that he learned like the Bahag, that the Gemara by Mila is being matted for a goy to go carry through Rosh Hashanah to be over Issa Deraisa. And the Bala Itter holds that who had in all mitzvahs, not Dafkas for Mila, all mitzvahs are mutter to do over Issa Deraisa. The Ara is from Ar Gemara that the Ar Gemara seems to be saying a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of Ar Gemara over here? What's the Chiddush of Ar Gemara that Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael is a heter? To go be kaisa v'chayr any mitzvah the iter holds that any mitzvah the halach is the tzarich any mitzvah you'll have to do amir la'akum even on issa deraisa. So you could possibly say that maybe the whole heter the bala iter is talking about a suda Shabbos that if the guy doesn't do it now you're gonna wait till after Shabbos then you're not gonna be yotze this mitzvah of oinik Shabbos of having neiris by a suda. Masha Enkein, an Ar Gemara, let him be Kaisiv after Shabbos. Why does he have to be Kaisiv Dafka on Shabbos? Maybe that's the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Reishai involved. Where there, the Magen Avraham brings this Shitas Bala Itter, and the Magen Avraham, the Ramah and Simon Reishai involved brings the Shitas Bala Itter, Reishai involved Sif Beis, and over there, the Ramah says that he says you shouldn't be Seimech on the Bala Itter, and Loyal Tzayrach Gadol. It sounds like the Ramah himself says you could be Seimech on the Bala Itter, but Makam Tzayrach Gadol. Mr. Brewer brings down from the Shlo over there not to be Seimech, even with Tzayach Gadol, one should not be Seimech on the Shitas Bala Itter, that you should not, even B'makom Mitzvah, you shouldn't, and B'makom Tzayach, you should not go tell a guy to do a Issa Deraisa. But over there, the Mr. Brewer brings, it's Sifkat Nuchav Beis, he brings from the Prima Gadim, that it's only by something that's a Veris. And says that's the Pshat why their Magen Avraham says that to build a shul, you're not allowed to tell a guy. Even if you're the Itter, even if you go with the Shita, you're not allowed to tell him to build a shul. Why? Because you can tell him to build a shul after Shabbos. He doesn't have to build a shul dafka on Shabbos. And therefore, maybe that's the reason, that's a chiddush over here, that Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, even if you're able to do it afterwards, you could still be kaisev today. Or you deal with maybe being kaisev a shtar and a bias wouldn't be considered dafka mitzvah. It's only Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, since for the Indian of Yishav Eretz Yisrael, we allow you to do it. But maybe the ksiva of the shtar on the bias wouldn't necessarily be considered a mitzvah, a tzarech mitzvah, for the din of the Bala Itter to be doicha the din of Amir La'akum. Now the Ran goes on to bring that the Rif and the Rambam learned the Gemara like Tosfos. They learned that the heter of the goy by Mila was only talking about to be over Isidra Abanon, which we call Shvus to Shvus. And he says, and they hold also like this, they also hold that it's not Dafka Mila. They hold that who hadn't called. It's who did all mitzvahs. And then he brings down the Ramban, that the Ramban holds like Eret Tosfos. The Ramban holds like Eret Tosfos, that the Gemara by Mila is talking about a Shvus v'Shvus, but it's Dafka Mila, and all other mitzvahs is no heter of Shvus v'Shvus, is no heter to do any Amir La'akum on Shabbos. And these, so we said already that the Ramah brings down the Shitas Bala Itter, and Reishai involves Sif Beis. The Machaber and Simon Shin Zayin Sifhei brings down this Machlekes Rif Rambam with the Rambam with Eret Tosfos whether or not the Machaber brings down the first shita that you're allowed to a shvus to shvus of Makom Mitzvah, you're allowed to tell a goy to do a Issa Derabanan be Makom Mitzvah, and then he brings down a Yesh Oisrim. The Yesh Oisrim is the Rambam that the Rambam brings in Eret Tosfos. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Luchav Gimel over there in Simon Shin Zayin is Machriya Lekula that you could be Seimech on the Shita, it's the Shita, what the Ran brings from the Riff and the Rambam to be made on a Shvus to Shvus, the Makom Mitzvah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.